PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Oh, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon, Watertown Billions.
Listen for the words privacy and interrogate.
As we join our heroes, Becky is bravely trying to finish something very important.
Wow, Scoops! I didn't even know they made sprinkle-flavored ice cream with sprinkles.
It's on their secret menu. They only give it to you if you know how to ask.
Thanks, Scoops, but...
Oh, I almost forgot. Here, this is for you.
Whoa, a complete set of 3D holographic collectible Pretty Princess paper clips?
Of course. I saw them in the store and thought, who do I know that loves Pretty Princess and also loves clipping two pieces of paper together?
Well, thanks, Scoops. That was really nice of
you. I got more. Here, for you, also.
Huh. Saw this in the store, too, did you?
Yeah, and I thought, wow, what are the odds?
Okay, what do you want?
What do I want? Should I just tell you what I want?
It would save us some time.
All right, fine. So I was thinking about how I know Word Girl's secret identity. It's you.
Yeah, I know. But that is secret information that you are supposed to keep private.
Right. But since I'm helping Word Girl...
That's you.
Shh.
By keeping her secret, I feel like it's okay to ask Word Girl...
That's...
I got it. To ask Word Girl to help me with a couple of stories I'm working on.
Like?
Town Mysteries! For example... Who keeps the paint on the water tower fresh, Who empties out the town parking meters? Oh, here's a good one. Where do traffic cones come from? I mean, can you even buy traffic cones in a store? Hello, mysteries!
So, you want me to find out who paints the water tower?
Becky, don't think of it as just a water tower. No. Think of it as a mystery that needs to be painted!
Yeah, sorry, Scoops, but my life is really busy, and I need a little time to myself, so no.
Oh, well, awkward.
I can keep the paper clips, though, right?
Meanwhile, Ms. Question is on trial, facing Ace District Attorney Sally Botsford, also known as Becky's mom.
The evidence will show that Ms. Question is not only a villain, but also a crook, a criminal, and a scoundrel.
Oh, yeah? You think you got enough evidence against me?
I've got your villain's journal.
Doesn't a villain deserve a little privacy?
I've got photos you took of yourself at a crime scene.
Oh, did I get my good side?
And I've got this machine. What is this? A bank robbing ray? A jail escaping device?
What do you think it is?
I'm the one asking the questions here.
Is that so? You like interrogating people, don't ya?
As a matter of fact, interrogating people is an important part of my job. I keep asking questions until I get to the truth. Now, what is this?
Well, why don't we turn it on and find out?
What just happened? Did anyone see where she went?
Later, back at home.
You're right, that was kind of awkward. But Scoops is just going to have to understand that... Oh, hi, Mom.
Sweetie, is that you? Where are you coming from?
Oh, we were just at the ice cream parlor.
Having a little ice cream?
Yep.
With someone?
Yeah, just Scoops.
Just Scoops?
Oh, well, and Bob, of course.
So, changing your story, huh?
Well, not really.
So what flavor did you have?
It was a secret flavor that Scoops knew.
Secret flavor, huh? How did he know about it?
I don't know.
Really? You don't know? Am I supposed to believe that?
Is everything okay, Mom?
Can't you see I'm the one who's asking the questions here? So... Scoops, huh? Where is he now?
Mom, I don't know.
You don't know?
Why don't you know?
He went home, I guess? Listen, Mom, I'm, pretty tired. Gonna head to my room to get some privacy.
Becky, why do you need privacy? Sweetie, what's wrong? Where does Scoops live again?
I know. She was really interrogating me, huh? Dazzle hooves?
It's just me. My legs are starting to fall asleep. Pins and needles, pins and needles.
What are you doing in my room? Ugh. Can't a girl get a little privacy?
No way. I'm not giving you any of my privacy. I'm almost out.
You don't know what privacy is, do you?
Yeah, no idea.
Privacy means respecting things I want to keep to myself or when I want to be by myself. If I were in my room alone right now, like I wanted, I'd be getting a little privacy.
Oh, I get it. Yes.
So, can you leave? So I can get a little privacy?
No.
TJ?
Sorry, but I need a break from Mom. I've been answering her questions all afternoon. I don't know why I want pizza for dinner, Becky. I just do.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, don't open the door.
Hello. Why did I do that?
Kids, are you guys playing together? Do you love playing together? Do you love spending time with each other?
Ew.
Hey, Mom, are you feeling okay?
Why? Do I seem like I'm not okay?
Well...
It's all your questions.
What's unusual about my questions?
They're kind of non-stop.
Oh, am I not stopping?
You're not stopping.
How about now?
You're still asking questions.
Is this a question?
That's a question, yes.
Do you think getting zapped by Ms. Question and her weird little machine did something to me?
Maybe. Mom, I just remembered I have to, go.
Bop. Where?
I have to go to Scoop's house.
Scoop's again?
Yes, he and I have a school project we're doing together.
Oh? Why didn't you talk about that project when you were getting ice cream?
Wow, you're making this hard.
Making what hard?
I need to make a phone call.
To who? Or whom? Which is the right one?
Ming residence, Scoop speaking. Tell me your story.
Scoops, it's me, Becky. Listen, I need your help.
Oh, you need my help. So I'm just supposed to come running, huh? But when I want to find out who painted the water tower, which is a real mystery, I'm on my own.
Becky, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Scoops.
I know you're talking to me.
No, I was talking to my mom.
Weren't you talking to Scoops?
Yes, I am.
What's the school project Becky was talking about, Scoops?
School project?
Don't you and Becky have a school project to do together?
Yes, Scoops. Don't you remember?
Oh, of course. I totally forgot. I'll come right over.
No, I'm supposed to go to your house. Scoops?
Did he hang up?
Later.
So what do you need me to do? Is it dangerous? Do I need my bike helmet?
I need you to distract my mom by listening and responding to all of her questions.
Oh, okay. Not dangerous. So, what's in it for me?
The satisfaction of helping a superhero bring a criminal to justice?
And?
Fine. And the exclusive story of how I captured Miss Question.
And?
And two quotes from Word Girl.
Four quotes.
Three.
Deal.
Okay, so being interrogated by my mom is going to be a challenge, so...
Wait. Your mom's going to build a fence around me.
No. To interrogate means to ask someone a lot of tough questions, like my mom is doing right now.
Is that the best you can do, Bob?
Oh, that makes more sense.
Scoops, if you knew about a big secret Becky was hiding, would you tell everyone? Also, do you think Mr. Botsford would look good with a mustache?
That's a great question, Mrs. Botsford. And if you like questions, I have a list of town mysteries here that I think you'll find really interesting.
Really? What are they?
Well, where do traffic cones come from? I mean, can you even buy traffic cones?
Word! Not so fast, Miss Question.
A little late, aren't you, Word Girl?
I had to deal with my mom. I mean, someone's mom. It's not important. What's important is that you're going to turn off that machine and go back to jail!
Am I? What if I turn my little friend to entire city mode instead?
Oh, feeling so curious. What is that thing?
Ever heard of a curiosity field creator? With everyone distracted and asking questions, who can stop me from taking over the city?
What happened to me? Why can't I stop asking questions? Huggy, what do we do? Why are you asking me?
What will happen now? Who will save Word Girl? Would it be weird if I stepped in to save Word Girl? Oh, I'm doing it too, aren't I?
Wait, why do you want to take over the city?
What do you mean, why? Do I really need a reason?
Well, don't you think running the city would be a lot of work?
How would I know?
Well, don't you think you should think of these things before you take over?
What things?
What if the water tower needs painting? Hello? Or if you need to set up some traffic cones? Hello? Do you know where you'd go to buy traffic cones? Whoa! Is there even a store for that?
Can you stop interrogating me? Can I get a little privacy so I can use my machine in peace?
Think it'll break?
Why does this always happen to me?
Because you're a villain, and villains never win. Hey, that wasn't a question! Mom, I'm going to my room to play Pretty Princess and Magic Pony.
Have fun, dear. I'll call you when it's time for dinner. No questions asked.
Thanks, Mom. Scoops, hey, you were super helpful today. Thank you. You look tired.
Your mom had a lot of questions. In fact, I think I've got about 17 new ideas for town mysteries.
Well, Word Girl couldn't have done it without you.
Right. And speaking of Word Girl, I believe I'm owed a couple of choice quotes.
Can I do that some other time?
You promised.
I did promise. All right. How about the only question now is how long Miss Question stays in jail?
Oh, that's pretty good. Next.
Okay, how about, Word Girl says there's
Will
no
Becky
way.
Ever get some privacy? Did TJ find anything cool in the closet? Why do I always talk to you like this was an interrogation? Well, tune in for some of those answers on the next exciting episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is collection. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Phil!
Collection means a group of objects gathered by a person?
Correct!
Whatever, none of those collections is anywhere near as cool as my collection of hand-drawn Word Girl comics.
Is that you dressed as Huggy?
Sure is.
Okay, I'm not going to ask any more questions. Phil, you are today's winner! Huggy, show him what he's won! An official Word Girl supercharged trampoline! Huggy? Well, I'm sure he's fine. That's it for today's episode. Are you okay? Oh, good to hear. Okay, then. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words swipe and triumph.
Question: what is the biggest event in the city right now? If you said Dr. Two Brains Disco Cheese Party, you'd be wrong. The correct answer is the City Quiz Bowl Championship. The city's brightest young scholars are competing in a test of knowledge. But which team will triumph? Will it be Kyle and Carl? Or Becky Botsford and Victoria Best?
I think we all know who's gonna win. Me! Don't you mean us, Victoria? Kinda on the same team, you know?
It's time for the final question. And since the score is tied, the first team to give me the correct answer will triumph and take home this very, very large trophy.
Oh, you're gonna be mine, trophy. Mine. Ours. Same team. Becky, if you want our team to win, you better let me answer this question. Got it? Victoria, if I know the right answer, I'm definitely going to answer the question.
You seem to be forgetting something. I'm the best!
Yeah, how could I forget that? You remind me every 5 seconds.
Because I'm the best!
Okay, your final question. The Earth is the third planet from the sun. What is the fifth planet from the sun?
Oh!
Yes, Becky?
The fifth planet from the sun is...
Say it.
The fifth planet from the sun is... It's right after the fourth, which is Mars. I mean, everyone knows that.
Oh, Judge, I know it! Please!
Sorry, Victoria. Becky rang first, so she must answer the question for your team.
Come on.
Right, of course.
Spit it out!
Fifth planet.
Ugh.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh. I'm sorry, Becky. Time's up.
Ugh.
If the other team can answer the question correctly, they will be the victors of the Quiz Bowl Championship.
Is it Jupiter?
Jupiter is correct!
Everybody knows that, especially me!
Congratulations, Carl and Kyle. In celebration of your triumph in the Quiz Bowl Championship, I present to you this giant trophy.
Mine!
What a giant trophy that I have with me here. It's proof you are the smartest person in this entire building.
Mine!
Let go of this golden trophy.
Becky, it's your fault I didn't win the trophy.
Oh, how could I miss such an easy question?
I'll tell you how. You didn't let me answer it. I come from a long line of bests. And when you're best, you always triumph. Unless they put a Botsford on your team.
There's nothing we can do about it now, so I think we should just forget about it and move on.
Forget it? Move on? This was the City Quiz Bowl Championship! Oh, no, I can't let you forget what you did here. Never!
The next morning at the Botsford house...
Ah! How did I miss the question? I've got to be the only person on either team who's actually been to Jupiter!
I'm standing here with Carl and Kyle,
this year's Quiz Bowl champion team!
Congratulations
on your triumph!
Thanks.
Any advice for other teams who want to win?
Whoa, what just happened?
If you're just joining us,
the Quiz Bowl trophy is missing.
Missing?
Yes, missing. And it's this reporter's opinion that the trophy was swiped.
Swiped?
Yes, swiped.
But who? Who would swipe the Quiz Bowl trophy?
I may not know everything about Jupiter, but I have a pretty good idea who swiped that trophy. Come on, Bob. Let's pay a visit to my Quiz Bowl teammate. Wait up!
Meanwhile, at the home of Victoria Best...
Oh, Trophy, you and I belong together because I'm the best and you're a trophy. Who could that be? Probably someone who doesn't want us together. Don't worry, I won't let them find you.
Hello, Victoria.
Word girl, what a nice surprise. What brings you here?
Oh, well, someone swiped the Quiz Bowl trophy. Do you want to save us some time and just tell me where it is?
Swiped? Gosh, word girl, I don't even know what the word swiped means.
All right, I'll play along. Swipe means to steal something from somebody. For example, let's say a girl really wants a trophy, but it belongs to somebody else. If that girl takes the trophy without permission, you could say she swiped the trophy. Yep. Does that help you understand the word swipe, Victoria?
Yes, word girl, I get what you're saying. You think the girl who swiped the trophy is me.
That's right. And I'm not leaving until you give it back.
Then you're gonna be waiting a long time.
I don't mind. I'm pretty good at waiting.
I'm the best at waiting.
What a surprise you'd think that.
Are we gonna talk or are we going to have a waiting contest?
Oh, you want a waiting contest? I'll give you a waiting contest.
Ready,
set,
go!
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Yes, I win! I knew I'd triumph over you.
Victoria, before I leave, why do you even want the trophy? You didn't win the Quiz Bowl.
I would have won if Becky Botsford didn't answer the question wrong.
Listen, swiping the trophy doesn't change what happened. Everyone saw Carl and Kyle win the Quiz Bowl, and everyone saw your team lose. So everyone knows the trophy isn't yours. Come on, Huggy. Let's go.
Everyone saw me lose, huh? Then we'll just have to fix that so everyone can see me win.
The next morning at the Botsfords, a cheerful Becky starts her day fresh, forgetting all about the Quiz Bowl, right?
No, the Quiz Bowl is still pretty fresh on my mind. No, I sure haven't had many triumphs lately.
I'm starting to think that you, word girl, don't know the true meaning of the word triumph.
A triumph is a victory. It means you've won something or done something worth celebrating.
Oh, so a triumph is when you've done something worth celebrating.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Narrating all these episodes has taught me something about you. It's taught me that every battle Word Girl fights, every competition Becky enters, is already a triumph for her, whether she wins or loses.
Wow, great speech.
So, you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. When I try my best, win or lose, I've done something that's worth celebrating, which is a triumph. Man, I wish Victoria Best was here right now.
Well, that can be arranged. Do you want Exposition Guy to tell you where the next scene is? Or do you want to find out by turning on the TV at exactly the right time?
Let's go with the TV. Sorry, dude.
Breaking news! There will now be a
do-over at the Quiz Bowl Championship!
Huh? That's right. In the last Quiz Bowl, my teammate, Becky Botsford, made a huge mistake. Luckily, the other team agreed that the only fair thing to do was to play the Quiz Bowl again! So I get to answer the question. Isn't that right, other team? And this time, everyone will see the best team will triumph. The Victoria Best Team!
Come on, Huggy. Let's go teach Victoria the true meaning of triumph.
Later.
Hold it right there!
Go away, Word Girl. I'm not going to let you ruin my triumph.
Beating these two is not a triumph. You already lost fair and square.
It doesn't matter what you say. Everyone agreed to have a do-over.
Everyone? Where's the rest of your team? Where's Becky Botsford?
This plant can take her place.
Come on. If Becky isn't here, it doesn't count as a do-over. She's part of the team.
But it's too late to get Becky.
Well, you're in luck. I saw her right outside. I'll go get her. Oh, hey, Victoria. Nice to have the old team back together.
Listen here, Becky. You're the Botsford, and I'm the Bestford.
I don't know what that means.
Judge, I'm moving this game along. Go ahead, ask away.
The final question is...
Jupiter, I win the trophy!
Mine!
I'm sorry, Victoria. You must wait until I ask the question before you ring in. Now I have no choice but to dramatically throw this question out and ask a new one.
No! Ask the old one! I'll wait this time!
That's against the rules and a violation of the oath I took at the Quiz Bowl Judges Academy, class of 1987.
Ah! Tough break. Now we're going to have to win as a team.
Now, for the final question, what is the highest score you can get in bowling? It's also called a perfect score.
I don't know about bowling.
Carl?
The most you can score in bowling is 300 points.
That is... correct! Your team has triumphed! Again.
No!
What a giant trophy.
Word Girl, you must feel pretty happy that you finally triumphed over Victoria Best.
I'm pretty sure I've triumphed over you every time we've met.
Not in the waiting contest!
Ugh, waiting contest. Listen, Victoria, winning isn't all that matters.
Right, the trophy does!
What matters is wanting to win.
The trophy!
Trying your hardest, never giving up.
On that trophy.
Learning from your mistakes. If you understand this, then maybe...
Trophy.
If you understand this, then maybe this is a great trophy. Ugh, triumph.
Guess I did learn that 300 is a perfect score in bowling.
See?
And that monkeys can fly.
Not really.
And that Becky Botsford isn't a good teammate if you really want to win the Quiz Bowl.
Don't think I'm getting through to you.
Next time, no mistakes. I'll show everyone that I'm the best!
And so, once again, Word Girl saved the day from Victoria Best. And even though Becky didn't win the Quiz Bowl...
there's always next year.
She learned that trying your best is the real triumph. Now don't let anyone swipe your remote control and tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word collection. Ready to play the bonus round?
Okay.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for collection. Give it a shot, Phil.
I think it's number 2. That's a pretty impressive collection of awards.
If there's anyone out there who'd like to publish an awesome comic...
No, thanks! Phil, you're our bonus round winner! Show him what he's won, Huggy! An official Word Girl mystery package! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!